This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we will allow you to bring up anything you want to discuss. That is the point here of Free Talk Live, though we've been focusing on immigration here tonight as sort of the main thrust of discussion. You're also welcome to take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we begin the final week of Barack Obama's administration in the United States federal government, there are going to be some final things that he's going to do. And one of the last things he's done just a couple days ago was ended the wet foot, dry foot policy, which had allowed for, apparently, we thought it was a few decades, but Daryl, you actually did a little digging. Apparently, the official policy came into place, what was it, in the mid-90s?
In 95, which expanded upon a policy that had been in place since 1966.
And what was the original one that it expanded
on? Original one, and I had that pulled up, but I had since closed it. But I think I remember it said the original policy was people would get to stay for 1 year before applying for a permanent resident status.
Mm-hmm.
And the wet foot, dry foot extended that to where they were automatically granted the permanent resident status.
Gotcha. And so now, apparently, they're doing this at the behest of the Cuban government, given that in the last couple of years, there's been kind of a rolling back of some of the sanctions, if you will, against the Cuban, or the travel restrictions and business restrictions.
Right. So relations have been in a normalization process,
which I support.
Yes, and a lot of the Republicans in Congress do not. That's why they still maintain the embargo.
Which is stupid, because if the idea is to hurt Castro, which one of them's dead now, but the other Castro, right.
Raul,
if the idea is to hurt the dictator of the island, then the best way to hurt that person would be to trade with the Cuban people, to be able to visit Cuba and to bring the Americans' kind of spirit of, you know, freedom, if you will. I mean, obviously we're not a free country, but the idea is at least that we have more freedom here to express those things to the Cubans in the course of doing business with them. Would help those people more so than anything else the U.S. government could do.
Right. And a previous caller had suggested that, well, they should just stay there and try to fix it.
And he was talking about that for everybody in every other country.
Right. And most of the people that I hear say that will also simultaneously say, if you don't love America, you should move somewhere else.
So that's hypocritical then. So on one hand, they believe that people in other countries should work to change their countries for the better, but if it's their country, then they think those who want to change it should leave.
Yes, and my question is, which is it? Should I try to change things here, or should I leave and, you know, Where do I go? Why not just have, you know, separation of state and geography?
Our toll-free number, if you can answer those questions, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Ward in Shelbyville, Indiana, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Ward.
Hey, fellas.
Welcome.
I've been a truck driver for almost 25 years. In fact,
Thank you for your service.
25 years. I appreciate it. Cold War veteran also. And in my early days of trucking, I used to go down to Miami, Florida. And anyway, I went down to our dock one day, and there was a couple of Cuban fellas working on the dock. And I got talking to one of the guys one day, and, you know, and I said, so what made you decide to come to the States, Frank? Now, this is an actual story. This guy told me this. I saw the truth of it in his eyes. I said, what made you decide to come to the States, Frank? He said, well, when I was in Cuba, I was a farmer. I farmed the land. One day I was out in my field plowing, and some of Fidel's guys came out to my property, and they had grease guns in their hands. For those of you who do not know, that's a submachine gun.
Okay.
And anyway, they said, this is Fidel's land now. This is Fidel's land now. You have to leave. He said, wait a minute. He said, I'm a farmer. I live here. I work back in the land's mine. They said, look, you have two choices. Leave now or die where you stand.
Wow.
He said, I had to leave my property, and me and a couple of my friends built a raft and spent 3 days going through 90 miles of shark-infested waters just to get to the state. He said, that's the way it actually is in Cuba. And everybody, the handful of people that I've met who were from Cuba, that fled Cuba, have nothing nice to say. They absolutely despise communism.
Absolutely. Aren't those the kind of people that we want here?
Well, it all depends. Now, if you got people there that say, hey, you know, I want to get the hell out of here, will you give me a chance to start another life, and I will have no problem being a productive part of your society. I have no problem with that. What a lot of people have problem with the south of the border is, have you ever heard of the gang MS-13?
Sure, sure. Yeah, there's gangs, you know, various different gangs.
Guatemala, you know, I mean, they advertise it, they tattoo their face, you know. And when these individuals come over here, play run for the border, and they completely terrorize entire communities in New Jersey and all places across the continent, and, you know, it's like, what is so hard about rounding these guys up? They advertise.
Well, violence is not okay. I mean, if somebody is being violent or threatening their neighbors, to me, whether they come from another country or whether they're a home-brewed gang, that's a problem. And those people, you know, need to be stopped. But the answer to stopping them isn't to create a bigger gang known as the U.S. federal government that will then, you know, create a police state and bring that down upon all of us. The best way to solve the problem with gangs, and thank you for your call, Ward. I appreciate that. Hearing from you. The best way to solve the problem with gangs, whether we're talking about MS-13 or the Latin Kings, or, you know, you fill in the blank with whichever gang. What's the redneck gang from down south?
The Klan?
That's one of them, but yeah. Whether we're talking about them or whatever gang, generally gangs traffic in prohibited products and services. That's just the way gangs tend to make money. They go where the money is, and the money's really good in the areas of drugs that are illegal, guns that are illegal, prostitution that's illegal, and gambling that's illegal. Those are kind of some of the four real biggies.
And back in the 1920s, Al Capone, you know, the famous gangster guy,
right.
He was a booze runner
when it was illegal. Right. And so the government's prohibitions are what are empowering the people down, the various different gangs, the Zetas, etc., the cartels south of the border. They're empowering the MS-13s. They're funneling billions of dollars from drug sales into the pockets of these killers.
Yes.
And the blame rests square on the U.S. federal government and their state government apparatuses that are continuing to enforce this insane war on drugs. If you were to end the war on drugs tomorrow, then the problem with gangs in this country would become much smaller. Now, you should also go ahead and legalize prostitution, and go ahead and legalize gambling, and go ahead and yes. legalize guns. And then as long as there's no products that are illegal or services that are illegal, if everything can be purchased, manufactured, and sold, and moved around in the legal marketplace, then you will take away all of the profit centers for the gangs. And then what do you got left? Then you've just got a bunch of teenage boys who might get together to cause a little bit of trouble. But ultimately, they have no way of funding that if they don't have illegal products and services they can, you know,
right.
do business with. That's how you end the gang problem. You don't do it by creating a police state where everybody becomes a suspect.
Right.
Because that's the only way that it's going to happen. If you want the government to stop people from coming across the border or somehow filter the right ones versus the wrong ones from coming across the border, you're going to create a police state, and that's what we have today. That's why people are getting stopped inside the United States at border checkpoint or at U.S. Border Patrol checkpoints.
Right, and the interesting thing is most of the people that call for stricter border control, they don't see that they're actually calling for a police state. They don't mm-hmm. see that they're calling for expansion of the internal border stops that are on I-10 and I-35.
They must believe that this police apparatus is only going to be used against the other, not themselves.
Right, and I'm still wanting somebody to say that they would love to, of the people that say, let's put the military on the border, stand them elbow to elbow and just play a giant game of Red Rover, and anybody that can cross the line gets to stay.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, if you support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the radio, talking about freedom 7 nights a week live, well, you can support us by shopping with us. You go and get your shopping done at Amazon, where you probably, if you're ever online, you've probably done some shopping before and, like, likely plan to do so again at some point. When you're going back to Amazon, take a moment first and go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find Amazon links there to Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You go to the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. Otherwise, Amazon keeps it all, so why not send some our way? We really appreciate it, so please go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, discussing a lot about immigration here tonight. First up, and also communism. We had a communist call in, and that's, I think, what Scott in Charleston wants to talk about, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, thank you. It was dead when I picked up the phone quite a while ago, and we've covered a lot of ground since then.
No doubt. Here we are, though. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I've changed my subject.
That's okay.
To this Cuban thing.
Sure.
The reason for the president's actions on this, his late actions, is because Florida went for the Republicans, and the margin is the Cuban population. And he doesn't want that to happen again. He doesn't want more Cuban people and Cuban freedom-minded people in Florida. He wants to flip that back to a safe Democrat state. So that's why he's
doing
that.
That's an interesting theory.
Now, wouldn't
you think that this was negotiated long in advance of,
The claim from the article here from Reuters is that it was one of the things that Obama and Raul Castro began talking about when the diplomatic relations began being normalized back in 2014.
I got this is off the subject. There's a missing high-tech missile that went to Cuba inadvertently. Our great, lost in the mail, literally. I know that's a phrase that could have been recovered through negotiations. It should have been recovered. I know you guys have Google in front of you. It should have been recovered. It was like the Iran deal. It was so poorly negotiated. It should have come back. The guy talking about MS-13 really drove home the point, guys. Listen, I am daily angry and disgusted about police over force, over violence, and have been for the last few years. And I'm Joe Cleancut my whole life, a retired military guy, but he's right about gangs. There's always going to be a gang in charge of everything. Right now, it's the gang in blue with the badges and the guns.
That's
that
true.
You and I both have problems with. But that's our last best hope. We need to refine it. We need to really be hard on it, because you guys have this kind of, if they weren't there, if they weren't there, we're going to have like 5 points, Gangs of New York. There's always going to be a gang that's going to emerge.
I don't
you're
think
buy
it has to
meat.
Always be that way. I don't think it has to always be that way. But as far as refining the existing gang, I do agree there are things that we could do, like ending the war on drugs and ending these prohibitions to where the boys in blue that you talked about could actually just go after murderers and rapists and arsonists, people who are destroying lives and property. If that's all they were doing, I wouldn't have as much of an objection to them.
I hear you guys. I'm a fan of the show. I have been on. It's probably the first time I've ever really disagreed, but guys, human nature, somebody's going to be the kingpin, somebody's going to be the alpha male, and somebody's going to dominate. And can I ask you one,
sure.
really about migration.
You're making a strong point. I mean, that has been the history of mankind, is the, you know, the strong dominating the weak, some sort of strong man who is in charge of everybody or whatever, and that there's no doubt that that, for the most part, has been kind of the world's history, and so
and
it would be understandable why someone would think it would always
way.
Be that way.
And people feel more secure that way if they're going along, okay, I know I'm going to eat at noon, I know I'm going to eat twice a day, whatever.
Yeah, and you're real secure when you're in a prison. They give you three meals in a cot.
Let me ask you about migration.
All right.
1918, we had a pandemic. You're familiar with that one, the swine flu thing, right?
I don't know.
Or we had the Black Plague. Would you guys...
1918? Pretty sure
the
Black Plague
was
way
like
before
the
1600s.
No, no,
yeah.
They're two different things. The swine flu, 1918, then the Black Plague in the Middle Ages.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Would you... If we had something like that, a pandemic, would you change your views about migration, borders, kind of people should be able to come and go
well,
as they like?
Here's the thing. Now...
And public health can be abused. I'll be the first to say that.
All right. Let's
but now, unlike 1918, there's this thing called, you know, like global travel, to where people are getting on these big giant metal tubes with hundreds of other people. So, you know,
diseases... That doesn't change what I'm saying.
Hold on. Can I finish
sure.
my thought here before you disagree with what my
thought
is? Oh,
you're the first to butt in, but go ahead.
What I was saying is that people are traveling a lot more now than they were 100 years ago, which would mean that, you know, some sort of pandemic should be easier to happen now, but you're not seeing that. You're not seeing these pandemics that happened like the flu pandemic of 1918. So, no, the flu pandemic of 1918 does not change my thoughts on migration.
Ultimately, that's essentially fear, right? That's the coming from the position of, oh, my God, these terrible things might happen.
Science.
Well, terrible
science.
Things are happening in the name of stopping migration. Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. That's what's, you know, right now, there are people whose freedoms are being impinged upon at various different border checkpoints. There are businesses who've been raided at gunpoint by the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Department to check their files and check the papers.
All your papers.
On their various different employees. Those people's rights are being violated. That's happening right now. And I'm not okay with violence being used or the threat of violence being used against my neighbors or myself or a migrant or whoever in the service of the idea of, you know, fear-mongering that, ooh, well, if we don't let this gang do whatever it is they want to do and set up their checkpoints and, you know, point guns at people, then we'll all die because of a pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm willing to take the risk. Freedom does entail some risk. And I understand that there are those people, like he mentioned, those people who feel secure with daddy government up there, keeping them safe, supposedly.
Right.
They feel secure of having their meals and their health care or whatever, all these things taken care of by the government. And those people, by all means, if they want to have themselves a communist government, they should be able to do that. Just don't force me into it. Don't force the people who love freedom into that system. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because I don't think you're going to be able to convince everyone that freedom's a good idea. I think there will always be those people who want to be told what to do.
Yes.
And they should be able to pick their leaders. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, I do want to remind you about saveitpurse.com. It is a great way to save big time. On your Amazon purchases, you can save 10, 15, 20, 25% very easily. And why is you get to choose? Well, you actually decide which percentage discount you want based on kind of how long you're willing to wait. If you are willing to be patient, you can get larger discounts. If you're in a hurry, shoot for 10, 15%. That's going to pretty much get fulfilled, in my experience, the same day. The thing is, though, the catch, the deal here to get these special prices is that you have to have Bitcoin. You have to be willing to spend your Bitcoin in order to get these amazing discounts. And it works. I've been using it for more than 2 years on dozens of transactions. Pretty much if I'm going to buy something at Amazon, I'm going to get 10 to 20% off. No problem, because I've got Bitcoin and or other cryptocurrencies, because you can use Shapeshift built in over there at Purse. So go to Save at Purse, saveatpurse.com to learn more. And get started. That's saveatpurse.com as we go to your calls and your thoughts. First up, it's Ray. He's listening in Battle Creek, Michigan to WBCK-FM. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how you doing today?
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, as a couple of the other people have already said, things keep changing. So I was originally going to talk about the communism and how the analogy of the commune is quite often used. just one quick thing I wanted to say on that. Usually with the communes, the ones that work out, they're voluntary.
Right.
And everybody pulls their weight. There's jobs they have to do. They know that. People take a look at, you know, what their interests are and what they want to learn, and they normally guide, you know, the younger ones towards that, and they teach them and train them. When you start getting into where everything funnels up to one, two, three, whatever you want to call it, you know, either it becomes like a dictatorship or an oligarchy or whatever, then you bring in the force and you make people do things and make decisions for them. And that's when it all falls apart.
Yep, you're spot on. Now, the commune may fall apart anyway if it's voluntary, just because, you know, communism is generally a bad economic system. But ultimately, the ones that do succeed, you're correct. They are voluntary agreements.
Right, and remember we covered the story about the communist-run restaurant that wound up closing because the workers owned the place and they got to decide what the hours were.
Was that the one in Brattleboro?
No, it was.
There was one in Brattleboro, too.
It was somewhere in Michigan, I think it was.
Yeah, okay. There's been more than one of these stories.
Right, but, you know, this is one that we covered just a, you know, couple months ago to where, you know, they would decide on Tuesday what their hours were on Wednesday. And
it took 40 minutes to make a sandwich.
Yeah, people were waiting 40 minutes on sandwiches. So, you know, even there, it didn't work, and it was voluntary.
The other thing, guys, that I wanted to bring up. I am a service-connected disabled vet. I stood in the gap twice for this country, once in Central America, and the second time was in the sandbox in Desert Storm Part 1. Now, my wife is Panamanian. I brought her back from Panama. We got married there, and I brought her here. It was quite the process to go through and legally bring her here from a corrupt government, which is sanctioned by the U.S. at that time. So it was very difficult, but she loves her country deeply, but she also loves the United States deeply. And I can see the difference in discussing things with my wife regarding how things were in her country under a military dictatorship and how I see her wanting to flourish and thrive here. When I discuss things with her and then turn around and discuss things with people who are here because of all of the freebies, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You want those who have been under bad rule, who are looking for the possibility to not just survive, but thrive.
Sure.
And make a difference. And the other ones who are just here to freeload and then complain about how the system works for them, complain about our culture. I'd rather work, you know, another 40 hours a week to be able to provide airfare to send them right back to wherever they come from. They're of no use to me whatsoever. Just like one thing, I'm going to go ahead and make this statement, and you guys can take over from there. Sharia law. We have a lot of people that do not understand Sharia law. They've never been somewhere where you get invited to go downtown after the noonday prayer and watch hands cut off, watch heads cut off, watch people put to death by stoning. They don't understand that. That's what Sharia law is going to bring.
Well, first of all, you know, we actually have had Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty on this show a number of times, and he's fielded obviously a lot of questions about Sharia law. You know, and his perspective is basically, as I understand it, the Orthodox Muslim perspective, and or Orthodox Islam, and that is that Sharia law is a set of rules for Muslims. Now, there may be some people who would like to force that upon non-Muslims, but the traditional ways of Muhammad and the Muslims do not include forcing Sharia law upon non-Muslims. They include living peacefully side by side with non-Muslims, including Christians, including Jews, and including, you know, even some of the pagans as well. So, you know, the reality of that just isn't exactly as you're representing it.
Well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you've got, here's case in point. There was a lady who lives an alternative choice lifestyle, okay? She is trying to champion Sharia law. Now, you know, if they get Sharia law here in the United States and they get a foothold with it, then the next step is going to be, you know, ultimately doing what Muhammad wanted to do, and that is you convert or you go to heaven as a slave for eternity, and that's how things work for you as an infidel. But what they don't understand and what they're pushing for, their type of lifestyle is punishable by death. And it's not pretty. So it's like they have no idea what they're pushing for. And that's the people
Well, I think that Muslims do know a thing or two about Sharia law, given that they're the ones who study it and learn about
right.
it. Ultimately, you know, our people. I mean, Muslims. I don't know what it means. What you mean when you say our people?
He's talking about
we have
Americans
who are pushing for Sharia law. You got people who will just jump on the bandwagon. And they're like, "Oh, Sharia law! I had a friend tell me about all the great things about it. Yes, I'm all for it. I think we should do it." I'm like, you haven't even looked into it. You don't even know what it's about. They tell you all
the good things. Obviously, you want to research something like that. I mean, the fact
right.
is, Muslims in the United States are a very small minority compared to, let's say, Christians or even atheists, likely, would be my guess. The idea that they're going to get some sort of foothold seems pretty silly. But even in cities where, you know, they do have large Muslim populations, I believe there's one near or part of Detroit. Or
Dearborn,
yeah, just outside of Detroit.
Dearborn, yes.
I mean, I haven't heard about any beheadings going on in Dearborn. But regardless, you know, it is something worth discussing. It's something worth talking to, especially talking to an actual Muslim who, you know, has some experience about this. And we don't have Will on with us tonight, but I'm sure we'll be hearing from him again in the future. And I hope that you're tuned in at that moment. Thank you, Ray, for your call
yeah.
here. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because there are... I don't know if clerics, Muslim clerics is the right word. There are certain people who have taken the Quran and they have interpreted those teachings in ways that benefit them and that benefit
yes.
their viewpoints in the same way that there are people who have interpreted the Bible in ways that that benefit them.
Yes.
And so, you know, you can find examples of extremists in various different religions, but the Muslims that I know are not extreme people. They're loving, caring, peaceful people who in no way want to force their beliefs on others. Would they like you to join the Islamic beliefs? Of course they would. You know, would they like to persuade you to do that? Yeah. But they're not holding a scimitar to your throat saying join or die. That's just
right.
not the orthodox Muslim way. That might be the way of ISIS, but those people arguably are not practicing Muslims. They're not real Muslims.
Right. And if you look at the videos and the pictures of them praying, you've got people pointing in different directions.
Right. Well, that's you know, some have suggested that the ISIS thing is actually some sort of CIA front group or whatever, and that would explain why they don't really know what the hell they're doing. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more Daryl over at libertylobby.info. Videos are up right now on the Free Keen YouTube channel. You're hacking them up and putting them up on the Liberty Lobby channel as well, Daryl. And so you who have been interested in kind of following along with some of the political action here in New Hampshire, because it's not all civil disobedience. It's just the civil disobedience videos are a little more interesting than state house testimony. But nonetheless, when you've got libertarians who are testifying at the state house, things do tend to get a little bit more exciting.
Yes.
While you're up there. So you'll get to see some of that coming up here at freekeen.com and libertylobby.info. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Walter on the line, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Walter.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome,
sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, you're talking about the immigrants and stuff. I have no problem with people coming here. I served in the military. I'm a Gulf War veteran. My thing is, I want them to come here legal. I want them to come here and pay taxes just like the rest of us. And this deal of they wanted us to change to accommodate them. You know, when I was in the military, when we went into another country.
Who wants you to change to accommodate somebody?
Well, give me a second. I'll explain that.
Okay.
When we went into another country, we were told to honor their way of life, honor their customs, whatever, however you want to say honor, you know, basically fit in. They come here, we got to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance, we can't mention God in school, they want to take away this, they want us to change that.
Are you saying immigrants want that?
Well, obviously somebody has taken away the Pledge of Allegiance out of classes, and somebody has taken away God. And
the Pledge of Allegiance in most states is required. I know here in New Hampshire there's a requirement that the pledge be voluntarily said. Now, I don't really see how you
strange
require
wording.
Things to be voluntary, but the Pledge of Allegiance being said in schools is a standard practice. In New Hampshire, it was standard practice when I was in school in Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, look, if somebody's advocating for removing the pledge from schools, I think that's actually the right thing to do, and I think you're going to find there are a lot of atheists, for instance, who are in favor of that particular thing. As well as other people who just don't want to be forced to say an indoctrination pledge that was written by a socialist.
Okay, well, you know, I can understand that, but, you know, there's other things they want us to change, too. I had one thing on mind there, and I can't think of it now.
Didn't you say something about language? Didn't you say that they wanted to change the language?
No. No.
Okay.
And I have no problem. You know, I have no problem with the fact that we are making accommodations to language. And when I was over in Europe, they did it for us.
Yeah, and if a company wants to offer a menu in more than one language, I don't see why that's an offensive thing. They're just trying to, you know, reach as many of their potential customers as possible. I apologize. I didn't jot down notes of all the different things that you said. But everything that you said seemed to be things that were coming from people who were born here in the United States. I mean, my experience with immigrants has been that they're just hardworking folks who want to come and make a better life for themselves. Now, it is true that there are some people who want welfare, and that's where the welfare problem is. I mean, essentially the issue is with the government forced wealth redistribution. You said you want immigrants to pay taxes like the rest of us. I don't want anyone to pay taxes anywhere ever.
Well, and most of the immigrants that might not be here legally wind up paying more taxes because they're using somebody's Social Security number at that W-2 job. Taxes are being pulled out. They're not filing a tax return at the end of the year, which means they're not getting a refund, so they actually pay more taxes.
That's true for a lot. Thanks, Walter, for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Sally in Washington State, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hey, Sally.
Hi. I'm glad you let women call into this show.
We love it when anyone calls the show, so thank you. Go ahead.
Well, the reason why is you were discussing Sharia law, and it is not the same. You guys are men. It's not the same for women. And you mentioned that the caller before this last one, he talked about they are trying to get Sharia law, and there was a beheading, and you can Google it and find it. There was
Where?
A Muslim man and wife in New York, Buffalo, so Google it. He beheaded his wife in the television station.
Okay.
Because
that's
under
a
Sharia
murder.
Law, she had... Now listen.
That's a murder.
She,
okay, it doesn't matter what their religious viewpoint is. You don't get to commit murder.
He did this because she asked for divorce. Because, see, she's been westernized. And so what he did is he beheaded his wife. There's also girls under Sharia law. They don't have a lot of say like Western women. I was born in the United States, but I have friends. And I had they can't date. They don't like them dating American boys. There was the two girls that were murdered in the cab. Because the father didn't like that they were getting westernized. So as they come here and get westernized, they feel like they're losing their grip because in the Middle East, they have total control over women. They're like chattel. They don't get to drive. It's a whole lot different story for women. You're not looking at it from that aspect, and that's why I called.
So the guy in Buffalo that killed his wife was convicted of second-degree murder for that beheading. So
but he felt he couldn't
he
do it under
convicted.
His religion, under Sharia law. Yes, that's true. But he felt like, do you not understand? He felt like he could do it.
He was convicted
there's lots of crazy
of
people.
Murder, and he was sent to prison for that.
Right.
So
you know,
he did not get away with it because of his religion.
Most Muslim women in the United States aren't even forced to wear burqas or anything like that. The Western Muslims are very different in a lot of ways than their counterparts in the Middle East.
You said most women. You didn't say all. You said most.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak for all women. I'm not going to speak for all women, okay? But ultimately, there are plenty of Christians who beat their wives, too, and vice versa. So, you know, there's a lot of coercion going on.
There was a time in America, I agree with you, there's a time in America where men could beat their women, their wives. That's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
We have changed.
I totally know. Okay, No, there's plenty of people still. You go and sit in a courtroom, there's plenty of domestic abuse cases, and I guarantee you the majority of them are white couples or, you know, regular Americans who are involved in it. It's probably blacks and Hispanic couples as well, but non-Muslims who are involved in domestic abuse situations. So that doesn't make it okay. I'm not justifying it. No, I'm not defending them. I'm not defending them. I'm pointing out that you're indicting Muslims as some sort of problem, but the fact is crazy, abusive men and women exist in all kinds of belief systems.
I understand that, but did, I don't know if you ever watched the Oprah show, but she had the 15 women who didn't want to marry who their father said, and they threw acid on their face. Did you ever see that show?
Are you talking about people from the Middle East, or did that happen in the United States?
You don't have the mindset. You have the Western mindset. It is different when you have a Mid-Eastern mindset, but thank you for taking my call.
Sally. To say there's a Mid-Eastern mindset is ridiculous. There are different people, individuals, who have different belief systems who all live in the Middle East. There are Christians over there. There are Muslims over there. There are people who don't necessarily adhere to either one of those belief systems over there.
Zoroastrians.
Yeah. I mean, look. And within within Islam, there are differing belief systems, just in the same way that within Christianity, there are all kinds of different sects and belief systems. And in some Christian sects, like the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they absolutely believe in controlling their women. They believe in, you know, polygamy, for instance, and keeping the kids as ignorant as possible about the outside world. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy, dangerous, antisocial belief systems that are supported by different religions, but you don't have a rash of beheadings within the Muslim community. You don't even have women wearing burqas generally within the United States.
Right, and one thing that I find very interesting is the people that are very quick to condemn Muslims because in some countries the Muslim women either wear a burqa or some other head covering, but yet they don't condemn the Amish where the women also wear a head covering.
Mm, that's a good point.
And, you know, you can't show any ankle on the Amish communities.
Let's talk to Ferris listening in Freedom, New Hampshire. Great name for a town.
Bueller.
Ferris, how are you listening to the show? It says here you're listening to our affiliate in South Carolina. Ferris? Ferris in Freedom.
Hello.
Going once. You're on the air.
Yes. How am I listening?
Yeah. Hello? We don't have time to have, you know, 10-second pauses between answers, Ferris. I'm sorry. Going once. Going twice. Maybe bad cell phone connection. So,
or he was waiting to hear himself on the radio.
Yeah, bad idea. If you ever call talk radio, here's a tip. Just listen on the phone. Turn down the computer. Turn down the radio. We do have a new station in New Hampshire that just came on, I think, this weekend. But we haven't officially welcomed them yet, so maybe he was listening to that news station. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us. If you didn't get on tonight, call us tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, when we kick off over at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.